The new Vision to Action Vermont Political Action Committee has been formed by two Vermont House members who have served together for 4 years on the Committee on Commerce and Economic Development. The PAC will raise money for State House candidates who commit to policies of economic growth regardless of party. Co-founder Republican Representative Heidi Sherman of Stowe says she and co-founder Democrat Paul Ralston of Middlebury have worked together well, finding much in common regarding economic and policy ideas for Vermont's future.
A lot of times those issues get lost in our legislature, and we want it to be at the forefront of policy decisions.
Sherman adds that most fiscal issues tend to be discussed in the short term, but contends long-term economic development strategies are needed.
We're going to be facing some issues this upcoming biennium, and those include the health care reform efforts, property taxes, and some of the leaders have talked about reforming our entire tax code. So we want people who have experience running businesses, who understand the challenges, but also really want to look for the opportunities that we have in Vermont, and we want them to have a grounded and balanced and common sense vision for our economy here in Vermont.
PAC co-founder Democrat Paul Ralston says they hope to identify people running for office in Vermont who believe that economic issues should be on the front burner of politics and will take a nonpartisan look at policies.
We hope that we can help people get elected to office who have more experience in the economy, who understand the value of careful government interaction with the economy. And we hope that even a few voices that are willing to push for civil debate and effective compromise, we believe that we can make a difference with this project.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis notes that the PAC is designed to support moderate candidates who support business interests.
I'm not sure this organization is going to be a major player. I'd be surprised if they raise much more than maybe $20,000 to $50,000. So they may be able to make contributions in a few legislative districts. I think part of it also is Paul Ralston, who's a Democrat, is concerned that there aren't enough people with a business and entrepreneurial background in the ranks of the House Democratic Caucus. And Sherman would like moderate pro-business Republicans elected.
Davis also points out that the new PAC is indicative of the continuing Republican power slide in Vermont.
If you look at the party spending, the Democrats just have a considerably larger amount, more than the Republicans. And because of the Vermont Republican Party's organizational and financial weakness, I think some of these smaller organizations that might be sympathetic to either Republican candidates or business-oriented independents are raising money from some sources that in previous years might have given to the Vermont Republican Party.
Former State House lobbyist Bob Stannard agrees. 2 years ago, he formed the Priorities PAC, and his sole intent was to prove how bad PACs are.
I don't think Vermonters like PACs all that much. I think we got support because we were trying to end super PACs. You know, it's going to be another opportunity for Republicans to funnel money into something and try to raise their profile somewhat. Republicans are doing everything they can to come back in Vermont. It's a struggle for them.
A link to Vision to Action Vermont is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.